following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family. Wednesday, fireside chat. And the Wilsons have been hosting or sharing at the Wednesday fireside chat, and today they are sharing the proverbial microphone for today's chat. So before we get to that, just want to give you a heads up that for tonight's service, having finished our study in Genesis, we will be eventually heading into Exodus. But before we get there in a few weeks, Pastor Bill is going to be leading us in a study on the church, kind of a topical series as we move our way from Genesis to Exodus, topical series on the church. Especially at a time like this, it's certainly a relevant topic to discuss. What does the scripture have to say about that? So we'll be doing that with different panels of pastors in this series. So tonight, Pastor Bill, myself, and Jonathan Trask. So we'll see you here for that tonight at 6:30. But right now, let's fireside chat it up. All right, Jeff.
Hi, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Hey, we are going to do something a little bit different over the next couple Wilson Wednesdays. We have this incredible staff, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
At Refuge. And we would love to take this time to introduce our staff to you, maybe on a different level, maybe like you'd never get to meet them before. So we're going to spend, Bethany and I, over the next several Wednesdays connecting with our staff and introducing them to you, their wives and their kids, and their cat.
Maybe.
One of them has a cat.
Oh, one of them has a cat. Yeah. Okay, so.
So, thanks for joining us on Wilson Wednesdays, and I want you to meet Dave and Lucia Taylor and little baby Judah.
Hey, welcome, Taylor family, to Wilson Wednesdays.
Wow.
Woo-woo!
Happy to share this couch with you. And you've got a little friend there. Why don't you tell us who you guys are? I mean, we know.
Right. So I'm David. This is
Lucia.
Lucia, I didn't forget your name. And then this is Judah.
Judah
Wafer.
Judah.
And there's someone else there that we can't see.
Yes.
And do we have a name?
We do. We do, actually.
I mean, you don't have to release it right now. I'm not.
I mean, no release.
Unless you are.
Unless we can. We can.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So, who we can't
see. Wait. First of all, the reason this person is not on screen is it's in Lucia's belly. Not like.
Right. There's no pet lizard in the couch.
Okay.
Like, who is this person we're talking about?
Right.
Why is he not here?
Is that a name?
Yeah. So, it's a boy. It's our son. And his name is going to be Aaron.
Aaron,
all right,
great name.
Yeah,
Judah and Aaron.
That is awesome. So Wilson Wednesday people are getting a little sneak preview of a name.
There it is.
Yep.
It pays to tune in on Wilson Wednesdays.
There it is.
So you guys had a little sign for us that you made. Yeah.
Oh, you mean
here it is, the Taylors.
So it says Taylors on our screen. It says the S roll yacht. But
yes. Right.
Taylor's their last name.
So. A little reversal. Dave, right. tell us, give us a little insight of what you do at Refuge. And I didn't ask you this before, but how long have you guys been at Refuge?
Yes. So been at Refuge or
yeah.
been?
Been so at think, Refuge.
So I think I've been attending Refuge. Refuge has been my home church, I want to say, for maybe 10 years now, so right around there. And then I've been on staff for about 3 years, right? I think.
Yeah, actually this month.
Woo!
Nice. Hey, welcome. Yeah, great job.
Coming up.
Well, anniversary is happening.
And what do you do on staff?
I'm the high school pastor, so I get to teach the high schoolers, hang out with them, eat some food with them, and yeah, they're awesome.
And again, just a little curveball here, but what have you been doing with high schoolers now that we're not meeting together? What kind of stuff are you up to?
We've just been crying a lot together.
Lots of tears.
No, you know what? We've stayed pretty connected through Zoom, actually, and it's been really, really helpful. So we'll have like our traditional Bible studies, you know, twice a week, but we also give ample time just to laughing together. It's one of the things I miss so much with them, is just laughing and hanging out. It is kind of difficult when I'm like, hey, what's new? And they're like, it was cooler today. You know, it's like it's the same thing going on. But yeah, we've been able to stay super connected through Zoom and then just texting, phone calls, video games even at times with them. We're just, yeah, just hanging out. And it's been an interesting time. But, it's been good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you miss hanging out with them in person. What's the biggest thing that you've missed not being able to see everybody in person? Besides not having much to talk about.
I mean, I would say for both of us, we're like people. Yeah. And so it's just been difficult not being able to, like, we're having a conversation now, but not being able to sit down or have you guys over on this couch physically, right? And to be able to talk and to be able to laugh and to, I mean, we're living life together right now in the best way we can. This is what we have. But I really, really miss just being around people, hugs, handshakes, whatever, side hugs, whatever people are into, you know. I really, really miss that a lot.
What are you guys doing to kind of pass the time? What do you guys like to give yourself some peace and some joy, some fun? What do you guys do?
Yeah, so being home with this guy is interesting. So pretty much daily, as long as time or like work permits, we take a drive on PCH.
Nice.
Yes. The beach is a peaceful, tranquil place. Well, yeah.
Sometimes.
Anyway. Yeah.
But we found a spot in Newport that is usually like, you can easily social distance. And we've been picking shells.
Oh, nice.
He loves it.
Nice.
Not right now, but yeah, he loves it. And so that was like a Mother's Day gift, was giving shells to our moms that Judah Boy picked. So it's really nice. It's like relaxing and perspective giving. So yeah.
It was pretty cool too, because we took him out there and I don't even think we were trying to do it. We were just walking on the beach and we saw a shell and we're like, this is cool. I've never been Mr. Shell Picker Upper guy. That was never
really, Dave, could you strike me as a shell picker upper kind of guy?
No. I left it out of my resume for a reason. No. And we were just walking and we started doing it. And then that day turned into, we just continued to pick him up. And then Judah would even lean over as Lucia or I would be holding him and he would point down to a shell. And so we'd pick it up. We let him hold it. Sometimes he'd try eating it. I mean, that happens, but it really did turn into like a family thing that we've really, really been enjoying like a lot during this time. Cool.
Yeah.
I know on our staff, our pastoral staff, we talk a lot about the things that God is teaching us in this season. And we're all kind of coming up with different things because we're all different people. What's something that God has been teaching you guys both in this season?
Yeah, Lucy and I were talking about this beforehand. I almost want to say there's almost like a different theme per week, even. Like God has been revealing us different things. And then we revisit something that I thought God had already shown me. And he's like, you need to get it further. But I would say throughout this whole time, he's really been teaching us dependency, like more than anything. Rhythms have been, you know, up and down, you know, with all of this. And so it's exposed what we already knew, but I think to a new level of just our neediness. Like I need Jesus badly. My wife needs Jesus. Like we need Jesus. We need to be dependent upon him. And then at the same time, in a new way, I think just experiencing God's grace. And his grace has just been meeting us in so many different ways. And so that, I'd say those two things, just dependency and grace, have been things that God's been showing us lately.
Yeah.
It's been really good, for sure.
Yeah, and having to go to him for peace when we start getting worried, or, hey, how are you going to, how is this whole thing going to play out? And just seeking him.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
So is there anything that you would want to say from your family to the Refuge family?
We miss you guys. we really, really miss you guys. And know that we're praying for you guys. And I know there's so many different scenarios represented at our church, from whether it be financial loss of job, like everything. And know that we are praying for you guys and we cannot wait until we can see you again. I was talking with Lucia earlier and she was saying, man, just even the in-between conversations between services of just catching up, you know, man, we miss those.
2-5 minutes. Like,
oh yeah. Hey. Just or you got 1 minute and you're like, I can do this conversation real quick.
Yeah.
In time, but you're like, all right.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
We miss you guys a lot.
Did you guys have any picture or object that kind of means something to you both that you
have
picked?
In your house?
You can. You want to go get real quick?
Here, hold the nugget.
I'll hold this guy.
Hey, Dave, do you have any nicknames for Judah?
I've been calling him Nugget Man for a really long time.
Nugget Man.
Nugget Man, Nugget Boy. Nugget, just Nugget, and then enter another name.
You know what's so funny is that I feel like we have our kids and we name them something, but then we always come up with like some name that comes. I remember Abby was a boozy baby. I have no idea where that came from.
Abby, that, clearly that would be the name, right?
Yeah, clearly, right? It's like my little baby boozy, I used to call it.
That's
funny. Nugget. I like Nugget.
So this is the, why don't you show? This is the.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is what I got for Mother's Day from my
Gina. Oh, very cool.
Oh, shells. So I think this, we talked about it being like our thing that we have been doing during quarantine. I think it's just kind of that reminder that we can bring home for the perspective and for the peace and seeing the like goodness in the quarantine, even though it's been difficult.
Yeah.
On a less deep and heartfelt level, our fans recently have been coming in clutch because it's been real hot in our apartment. So,
that's something that you've been
that's the object that you means fan? A lot to your family.
I'm going to bring them all in, but I don't. And they need to stay in their designated areas to keep this place running. So, I'm very thankful for whoever invented that. That's
yes,
a bad idea for
right.
Sure.
Very thankful.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Quick run through so people know a little bit more deeply about both of you. Favorite ice cream?
Häagen-Dazs coffee ice cream is like, there's nothing better.
So, right.
I try.
Dave?
I hear you. I agree with you. But having said that, I disagree with you completely. Yeah. I would say any ice cream that doesn't give me an upset stomach because I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
The lactate.
Rainbow sugar. That was good too.
Any favorite food?
Mexican food, for sure.
This week it's chocolate.
Oh, yes.
It's changing. It's changing.
Oh,
was it ever pickles? Would you ever? No.
He hasn't got there yet.
No.
How about this? Favorite movie? Well, this would be our last one. Favorite movie?
Whoa. Man, that is so tough.
I've heard you have quite the collection of Marvel movies.
We're actually almost all the way done with the Marvel, all the movies. That's another thing we've been doing to pass some of the time.
True.
So besides Footloose, because greatest movie, right? For that right off the bat.
Right.
Don't even mention it. I don't know. That's a really, really tough one.
We enjoy Marvel. We enjoy Star Wars.
I'm going to go old school, and I'm going to say still Lion King is probably one of my all-time favorite movies.
Oh,
all right.
That's a good one.
I love that one.
Judah's, his favorite movie?
Tarzan, for sure.
Oh, with the Phil Collins music.
I mean,
loves it.
So good.
All right. Well, thank you, Taylors, for joining us on Wilson Wednesdays.
Yay.
The time went by too fast.
It's good to see you guys.
But for all you who are watching Wilson Wednesdays, we want you to know these are our high school leaders and they do such a great job, and they're an amazing family, incredible family, and we are blessed to call them friends and coworkers. And so Bethany's going to pray us out.
Well, Lord, we thank you so much for this day that you've blessed us with, and we just ask that you would continue to teach us, you would continue to show us the beauty in the midst of this season of life, just like the shells that Lucia showed us, Lord, that there is beauty to be found in the midst of this. So we pray that we would always have our hearts and our minds open to what you have to speak to us. And we just pray for your hand to be over Dave and Lucia and Judah and baby Aaron, and that you would just continue to give them health, and keep them safe, and just be increasing the ministry of the high schoolers, even as everyone's quarantined. Lord, I pray you be stirring in the hearts of the high schoolers of Refuge, and just continue to give them vision and strength for what you've called them to. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Bye, Taylors.
Bye.
See you later. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.